The government stepping in. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The Treasury Department, Federal Reserve, and the FDIC assuring Silicon Valley Bank customers access to their deposits beginning Monday. Fox's Ted Lindner has more.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen Sunday instructed the FDIC to guarantee that Silicon Valley Bank customers will have access to all of their money on Monday. Yellen, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, and FDIC Chairman Martin J. Gruenberg saying in a joint statement Sunday that by guaranteeing all deposits, even the uninsured money customers kept with the failed SVB Bank, the government can ensure public confidence in America's banking system.
Depositors of Signature Bank, which collapsed on Sunday, will be protected as well. President Biden is reportedly expected to approve the $8 billion Willow Oil Project in Alaska Monday. This comes amid the Biden administration saying it will prohibit or limit oil drilling in 16 million acres in Alaska and the Arctic Ocean. The U.S. and South Korea holding joint military drills, their biggest in years. North Korea responding with launching submarine cruise missile tests. The Washington-based think tank, Institute for the Study of War, saying that Russia's attempt to capture the Ukrainian city of Bakhmut seems to have stalled. Ukraine and Russia both claiming that hundreds of opposing troops have been killed in the Ukrainian town of Bakhmut in the last 24 hours. Fox's Steve Harrigan is in Kyiv.
In a desperate effort to take control of the city of Bakhmut, Russia is launching wave after wave of attacks. They control the eastern part of the city, but so far they've been unable to break through. There's been a lot of questions raised about the strategic value of Bakhmut, which was once a salt mine where 70,000 people lived. But Ukraine has decided clearly to reinforce their positions around Bakhmut.
Everything Everywhere All at Once, winning 7 Oscars, including Best Picture. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
2024 GOP presidential hopefuls are gearing up for the pivotal Iowa caucus. Fox's Alexandria Hoff reporting that former President Trump is among those visiting the state.
While in Iowa, the former president is expected to lay out new education policy, a subject that Governor DeSantis spoke to at length during his first ever trip to the state on Friday. Right now, the Florida governor remains on the 2024 sidelines, but is considered Trump's leading rival. And the trip alone indicates a campaign on the horizon. In two stops, DeSantis promoted his new book and the Florida blueprint, as he calls it. The Iowa caucus is under a year away. It's the nation's first Republican nominee decider. DeSantis's trip overlapped a three-day visit to the state by former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley.
With tensions between the U.S. and China growing, Republican Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio, chair of the House Intelligence Committee, gives his take on the intelligence community's assessment of China on ABC's This Week.
I think what we heard clearly from the intelligence community is the emergence of China as a threat, both militarily and through espionage.
The NCAA tournament beginning on Tuesday with the first four in the field unveiled on Sunday.
For the first time in program history, Alabama is the overall top seed in the men's NCAA tournament. The Crimson Tide are in the South region. Houston lost the AAC championship on Sunday and will settle for the top seed in the Midwest as the Cougars try to get to the Final Four in Houston. Kansas is number one in the West, and head coach Bill Self is expected to be back with the team after missing the Big 12 tournament, receiving two stents in his arteries. Big Ten 10 champion Purdue is number one in the East. The Big Ten and the SEC lead the way with 8 teams each in the field. And North Carolina doesn't make it despite being ranked number one in the preseason, the first team to do that since the field expanded in 1985.
That's Fox's Tim McMaster. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.